Marielle's eyes came wide open, but she did not interrupt Bobbo, who by now was in full flow.
Ah, well, there was I, chained to an oar and a dead creature, trying to pull my weight with the others as we battled against wave, storm, and the slave driver's lash. Gabool came down into the galleys. "Why isn't that oar working?" says he. "Because one of them's dead," says the slave driver. Then Gabool says, "The way that oar isn't pulling, it looks like they're both dead. Throw 'em overboard and get two more in their place." Now, before I could call out, the slave master bashes me over the head, and I'm in the sea, chained to the poor dead vole. What took place next, I cannot be telling you, for I must have passed out. But the chains and the body of my dead oar partner saved my life. As I awoke next morning high up on these rocks, where the tide had thrown the two of us, the body of the vole was caught in a crevice. Without him, I would have been washed back into the sea again, for I was hanging in my chains by both paws, high up on top of this very rock, with the shore far below me. When I could muster the strength, I climbed up to my dead partner. His paws were so thin and wasted that I found little difficulty slipping the manacles and chains from them. Do you know, I often wish that he had lived, for then I would have had some creature to talk with. Be that as it may, 'twas in climbing down these rocks that I found this cave. So, here am I, Bobbo. The vole lies buried on the green hillside. I think he would have liked that. When I had freed myself of the chains, I threw them far into the sea from the high rocks. Here I have lived a solitary, peaceful life, though not without its perils. I did try to make my way inland, but was lost in the swamps for many days. Lucky I was to find my way back here. 'Tis best that here I stay. Maybe one day I will teach little fowl to speak. Then we can talk together.
Bobbo left off, staring into the fire.
So then, there you have it all. Look now, I can see you are for sleeping. Lie down and rest. You can tell me about yourselves in the morning. It is warm and safe here. You will sleep well.
Tarquin, Dandin and Duddy needed no second bidding. But Marielle was not tired. The Mouse Maid sat up far into the night, questioning Bobbo about Gabool. Though the Dormouse had little information to impart, he was, however, eager to hear about the travellers, so in return for his kindness, Marielle did not keep him in suspense until the morrow. She related all their adventures as Bobbo sat keenly, drinking in every word, with Firle making tiny snoring sounds on the ledge behind them. The squeal of seagulls wakened Dandin as rosy dawn banished the coverlet of night. He lay still, only his eyes moving about, taking in their new surroundings. The other three were still fast asleep. Dandin rose and stretched as Bobbo stumped in, followed by Firle, his faithful newt. The Dormouse bore twigs and a full sack.
Dandin, it is a good morning I am bidding you. Look, dried applewood and sweet herbs to burn. It makes my abode smell fresh in the mornings. Now, you will find a small rock pool outside to wash in, and I will prepare wild oatcakes, small fish, and gorseflower honey to break your fast.
The young mouse grinned.
That sounds excellent to me, Bobbo. Thank you.
He was back in a short while, splashing water over his sleeping friends.
Rise and shine! Wakey, wakey! Oatcakes, honey and fish. Last one washed doesn't get any.
Tarquin sprang up, shaking himself.
I say, you sly young cad, why didn't you wake me earlier? By the pattern on me auntie's pinny, Bobbo, that smells good!
Morning sunlight was beginning to flood the cavern as they sat eating. Marielle had a surprise to reveal.
You'll never guess what I learned last night while I was talking to Bobbo.
Duddy licked honey from his paws and juggled with a hot oatcake.
No, ma'am, you're right. We'll never guess. So hurry up and tell us.
The mouse maid recited the appropriate lines of the poem.
Where the sea meets with the shore, there the final clue is hid. Rocks stand sentinel evermore, find it as I did. The swallow who cannot fly south, the bird that only flies one way, lies deep beneath the monster's mouth. Keep him with you night and day. Do you remember that part of the rhyme? Well, last night while you were all snoring, I sat up telling Bobbo of our quest, and guess what?
Tarquin dipped his oatcake in the amber honey impatiently.
What, what, what?
Marielle smiled intriguingly from one to the other.
Bobbo knows where the swallow is.
I say, good egg, what a spiffing old Bobbo you are, what?
Even more cleverer than my Nuncle Gabe, and that's a fact.
Do you really know Bobbo? Oh, tell us, please.
The Dormouse stood up, brushing crumbs from his long coat.
Do you come with me and I will show it to you?